My name is Carol Harvey, and I'm a journalist and videographer in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and I've been writing and focusing on poverty and homelessness for about 10 years, and I'd like to introduce Christine Hanlon.
Hello, my name is Christine Hanlon. I'm an artist and a teacher in the Bay Area. I've been focusing as a painter on many different subjects, but the one we're going to really focus on today is poverty and homelessness.
Can you tell us how you became interested personally in the issue of homelessness, Christine?
Yes. Well, I got my master's in fine art back in the 90s, mid to late 90s, and at the time, the focus of my master's thesis project was urban homelessness.
Why did you focus it on urban homelessness? This was a personal choice you made as a student artist. Why did you do that?
Yes. Well, as a person, I had been an activist for many years. I had focused on the anti-nuclear movement. I had done a lot of organizing with the anti-war movement. And I had been painting for a long time. So when I decided to get my master's degree, I decided to bring all of my attention, including my interest in social and political issues, into my artwork. And going to school in the city, I saw a lot of homelessness and just thought it was an issue that needed to be portrayed.
In fact, when you told me once that you, when you came out of the school itself, very often you ran into Rhonda, a homeless woman.
Yes.
Will you tell us a little bit about her and about the painting you did?
Yes.
About her?
Thank you. Yes, I produced a painting called Rhonda's Place. It's a rather dramatic painting of a woman whom I knew personally, and I used to feed her. She had her shopping cart and all her possessions, and she would sleep on the street right around the corner from the Sheraton Palace Hotel, which is near downtown San Francisco. As with many of my other pieces, I wanted to make a comment on poverty being directly adjacent to extreme wealth. And so in the painting, Rhonda's in the foreground, and in the background, we see a stretch limousine. We see the lights of the Marriott Hotel and the Sheraton Palace. It's quite a ironic piece, actually.
And you actually ended up giving her either the piece itself or a copy of the piece? So you knew her well.
Well, I definitely knew her. I had many interactions with her. I gave her a print, a copy of the painting, and I actually asked her permission as well to do a painting of her.
So will you tell us a little bit about your master's project?
Well, the
as I understand from you, the pieces that you pulled into it, were they shown at the Coalition? And
no.
A whole lot of homeless people came to see these paintings?
Oh.
Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, the my master's show was produced as a fundraiser for the Coalition on Homelessness, and this was in the late 90s, over 10 years ago. The show's theme was Home, Street, Home, obviously a play on Home, Sweet Home. It was a series of about 18 pieces, and working with the Coalition on Homelessness, I produced it as a fundraiser so that a certain percentage of all the sales, I would write a check directly to the Coalition. It was very, very successful.
And where did you show it? And where did all these homeless people flood in? I've heard this story before.
Okay. It was in one of the galleries for the Academy of Art on Sutter Street. And, of course, it was done on a Thursday evening, which is when all the galleries have their openings. Many homeless people came. And, of course, I got positive response from many of the homeless people who attended. Not only did homeless people attend, but Willie Brown, who was the mayor at that time, attended the show.
Speaking about Willie Brown, I think you did a piece of a homeless person sleeping in front of Wilkes Bashford.
Yes,
I did. You
want to
tell us about that story a little bit?
Yes. Unfortunately, the pieces I'm talking about I don't own anymore because they were some of the pieces sold.
Yeah.
So they're now in private collections.
But this is really cool.
It was one of my favorites. It's called Wet Night on Sutter Street. And it actually shows a homeless person sleeping inside a cardboard box with an umbrella off to one side, and the homeless person is situated in the entrance to Wilkes Bashford.
Again, the comparison between utter poverty and amazing wealth, because what's Willie Brown's connection with Wilkes Bashford?
Well, that was where he was buying his suits at the time. I don't know if he still does, but I didn't really know it when I did the painting.
And Wilkes Bashford is...
it's a very fancy men's clothing store.
Right. He also buys hats, very fancy hats. He's very well known for all of the sales from these paintings in the art auction at the Coalition, and some of the sales from your show went to benefit the Coalition on Homelessness, and part of the Coalition is the Street Sheet. You told me you were inspired to help the Coalition because of various people, Paul Bowden, for example, who started the Coalition and actually started the Street Sheet, which is the oldest homeless newspaper in the country. So do you want to talk a little bit about the people who inspired you to keep doing this work for the Coalition for the last 10 years?
Well, Paul is someone I know personally. He's very passionate about the subject of homelessness because he is formerly homeless, and he really has a big heart and wants to help those who are currently homeless to get off the street. And one of the ways that that is done is that the Coalition prints a newspaper, a street paper called the Street Sheet, and they then distribute it for free to homeless people who then sell it on the street for donations, from which they can then use that as a way to find a place to sleep for the night or
buy food. I think they sell it at the suggested price is about a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to many homeless people who really do count on that money to eat. Now, there are going to be a number of artists involved in this donating their work to this art auction. And would you just tell us who some of these folks are, besides, of course, yourself?
Sure. Other artists featured will be Art Hazelwood, Doug Minkler, Joss Sanchez, many other artists, many of whom have donated before.
One of them is Jane and Vane Winkleman.
Yes, Jane and Vane Winkleman.
Who's a little bit unique because I believe Doug Minkler and Joss Sanchez and Art Hazelwood have not experienced homelessness personally, but I think Jane in Vain, as an outsider artist, has.
Yes.
So she's speaking directly from her personal experience.
Yes, she is. And actually, her artwork will be one of the featured artworks. It's both on the invitation and it will be in the live auction.
And the Street Sheet, which is part of the Coalition on Homelessness, has featured all of these artists' artwork for quite a long time. So that all these people are who are contributing to this art auction, which has gone on for 10 years every year. They've all contributed their work.
I think for me personally, I was very inspired by the fact that my show was a successful fundraiser for the Coalition. And so the following year, I decided how could I continue to help the Coalition. So I was very, very involved and instrumental in producing the first art auction, which was in 1998. And we've produced one almost every year since.
Do you have any estimates about how much money you pull in that helps the Coalition and Street Sheet?
Well, it is one of their major fundraisers. It's gotten a little bit better every year. Mm-hmm. They're generally anywhere from 100 to 200 artists who will donate work, and have very, very famous artists and not so famous artists, even homeless artists contributing work. So it's a wide mix of art. It's not just political art. So we're actually looking for artists to donate work.
And how do the prices of the art pieces range?
Oh, the prices can range from $25 or $50 all the way up to, let's see, I think last year something went for over $3,000.
So can you bargain?
Well, there's a silent auction and a live auction.
Oh, how does that work?
You will have a paper next to the piece that's being shown, and people will write in their bids. Live auction, of course, we'll have a live auctioneer. We're going to have a wonderful man named Ron Bunn, who has done many charity auctions.
So can you tell us a little bit about your work as applies to this? I mean, you told me how you constructed your pieces of artwork to make them accessible to people.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about the themes in your work and how you do this?
I am both a figurative and a landscape painter, and so I like to put figurative elements in my work. I feel strongly about the role of artists in society to be a witness to what's occurring, both in our culture and in the world. The whole urban constructed pieces, you don't necessarily realize when you first look at the work that there is a homeless person in the piece, and that's done intentionally to pull people in. There's an attraction, and then as people look at the work, they realize, oh, that's a homeless person in there.
But you do various things with the structure of the paintings.
Yes.
You use some rather arcane methods known by the old masters
yes.
to pull people into your paintings.
Yes.
Their look, and this happened to me the first time as well, you can't help it because it's all subconscious. Then you suddenly realize you're looking at this enormous wealth, and in the middle of it, you're looking at a homeless person.
I use various compositional tools that help to attract you into the piece.
Every homeless person I've taken to see your paintings has been drawn in by them, which is very cool. I mean, because they're the subject matter of the paintings.
Yes.
You did this with two paintings that I'm familiar with and that I love. One is called Third Street Corridor, and the other is Faux Street Revisited. Maybe you'd like to talk about Faux Street Revisited first, because it has to do with your master's show that was part of a fundraiser for homeless
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
So, Faux Street Revisited.
It's a very large painting that's about 7 feet wide. It's a completely made-up narrative scene in which...
And I can say that it could be anywhere in downtown San Francisco. I think of Mission Street.
It could be any city, actually. I posed myself as the homeless person sitting down on the street begging. But the way I composed it, the way I devised the perspective in the piece, as the viewer, you're actually looking up at the homeless person, and all of the perspective draws you to the chest, sort of heart region of the homeless person on the street.
And all that the homeless person is seeing is all homeless people ever see when they're sitting on the street, which is people's feet walking by.
Right, and people's legs. And so that's what you see. You see basically half of the figures, their feet, the street, and then you see the whole homeless person sitting on the street.
So you're really seeing the street from the homeless person's perspective, but you've arranged it in a very respectful way so that instead of us looking down at the homeless person, we're looking up at the homeless person.
That was the intention anyway, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, and it worked. You actually told me that you focus the vanishing point on the heart chakra
yes.
of the homeless woman sitting on the sidewalk. Would you like to talk about Third Street Corridor and how you do this with Third Street Corridor and where it is?
Well, Third Street Corridor is actually one of my favorite pieces. It is going to travel with a show that's going to go all over the state called Hobos to Street People, Artist's Response to Homelessness from the New Deal to the Present.
And I have to tell you, that's how I pulled some homeless people in at that show to see these paintings.
The piece shows two homeless people pushing their shopping carts across the Third Street Bridge, which is adjacent to the new ballpark. And what we see in the painting is the shadow from the Third Street Bridge in the foreground. In the middle ground is the homeless people. In the background is the Oakland Hills.
And you know this area because you used to have a studio in this area.
Yes.
Yes, so you're real well familiar with it.
Yes, okay. And actually a lot of my homeless paintings showed areas of the South of Market area which no longer exist, actually. Many of the buildings have been torn down. And
do you want to talk a little bit about what you're doing with these two homeless men who are pushing shopping carts?
One of them is the primary focal, and again, it has to do with sort of the composition and the geometry of how I set it up.
You get this magnificent view of the bay, and these,
right.
and then suddenly you're looking at these two homeless men looking at shopping carts.
Right.
I mean, pushing shopping carts.
Yes. In all of my paintings, the homeless figures are very small elements, but they become primary focal point because of the way the pieces are composed.
And would you tell us a little bit about the art auction,
yes.
which is being put on for the Coalition on Homelessness? us.
Yes, there's going to be a fundraising art auction on Thursday, September 10th from 5:30 to 9 o'clock. It will be at the SOMARTS Gallery in San Francisco, which is at 9th and Brannan. And you can find information about this event at the Coalition's website, which is www.cohsf.org. And their phone number is 415-346-3740.
Okay, and I'd like to thank you so much, Christine Hamlin, artist, and our wonderful producer, Yvette Hochberg, for putting the show together. My name is Carol Harvey, and we are signing off.